Shvius, Perikhei Mishnevav. Elu Chelim She'ena Umin Rishai Lamachem B'Shvius. So these are the Kalim that an Umin is not allowed to sell on Shvius. To somebody, the Rav explains that that's Choshed, that he's going to use what he's buying to work the land. Because a person that's not Choshed, there we're not afraid. Because Mestama, maybe he's just buying it to use it for after Shemitah, and he's just going to take it and store it. But we see that there's a din that one's not allowed to sell it, and Tosfos Yontif says, this is Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitein Michshol. So the first vessel is Machreish of Chol Keleha, so it's a plow and all of its accessories, Ha'ol, that's a yoke, Va'mizra, like from Zoyra, that's a winnowing fork, Va'deker, that's a plowshare. The Rav explains that that sticks into thing, like the Lashon of Lidkor, that Lashon is used by Pinchas, Vayidkeru es Shnehem, the Rav brings. So all these are usher because it's the derech to use these for large production. Aval moichehu magal yad, but you're allowed to sell this guy, a person that's choshed, even a magal yad, which is a hand sickle, small little cutting instrument, umagal kotzer, or a reaping sickle, va'agala, and the wagon that's used to transport, obviously, v'chol kela, and all the wagon's accessories. Because when it's a smaller type of cutting, so people are allowed, the Rav says, they're allowed on Shemitah to cut from Hefker and bring with their wagon for the food in their house. They're allowed to cut, go out in the field and cut from Hefker and bring into their house. And the only issue the Rav says is, again, to bring a large amount to store and make a whole production out of it. And like the Tosfos Yontif brings the Rambam says in Hilchos Shemitah that the Torah says it's tzifiach kitzircha lo tiktzer, that a person shelo yikzer kederech shekoytzer b'chol shana. A person shouldn't cut the same way he does the whole year. And if he does that, he gets malchus. Like he cuts his whole field and he makes a large heap. Rather, he should cut little by little and eat. That's what the Rambam says. But the Tosfos Yontif asks, but he brought earlier that tzvichim, things that grow in the field, they could be vegetables, they could be wheat, anything that's grown in gardens, it's usher to eat on Shemitah. So how are we able to sell these little cutting instruments? Even in small amounts, one's not allowed to eat svichim, frakti Tosfos Yontif. So Tosfos Yontif says, must be the reason you're allowed to sell is because we're toila, that we're assuming that there are certain svichim that you are allowed to eat on Shvius, and you are allowed to cut it on Shvius, and we're going to see later in the ninth perek. And that's what we assume that you're cutting. And now we can understand, it could be that when the Rav said that it's mutter to sell them these small little sickles, the Rav said, because maybe he's going to go and cut from Hefker. Bishnu Rishani says, what do you mean Hefker? Lav Dafka Hefker. On Shemitah, everything's Hefker. You can even cut from your own field a little by little, like we just said in the Rambam's name. So why does the Rav say from Hefker? So maybe it means this, the way that Tosfos Yontif is learning, that it means these certain types of svichim that's mutter to cut. And so the Tiferes Yisrael says, with these smaller instruments, we can be toilet that the guy is going to be cutting svichin that are mutter. Those brands of svichin that are mutter, that those are behefker. Those types of svichim are considered hefker. So maybe that's what the Rav himself was referring to as well. The Mishnah ends, Zaklal, kol shem lachto miyuchedes laveira aser. Anything that the malacha is miyuchet for the avera, that we know that what you're doing is for sure for an avera. Like, for example, a plow. It's going to be done for a large amount. That's usser. Le'isra le'heter, but something that can go either way, mutter. That's mutter, because we can always toila that he's going to use it for something mutter.